This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're about to launch into a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast with Dylan and Dean.
Dean, there are some pretty exciting things happening in the continent of Europe.
Yes, in Paris, in fact, all the way in Gay Paris, the Gay Games are going on. They started on the weekend and they have competitors from all around the world competing in a variety of different sports. I've actually been loving it. Quite a few of my friends are there. There's volleyballers. One of my friends is doing mountain biking. He was really excited yesterday because he got to watch international queer cheerleading. And he was like, it's just like bring it on, but in real life. And it's been really exciting to see all these different people compete. But one team that's been putting a whole lot of medals up on their social media is Melbourne's Glamour Heads. And we are joined by Paul from the Glamour Heads right now, aren't we?
Welcome, Paul.
Hello, hello. How are things at the Gay Games going?
Oh, they're fantastic. We are on day 4 of 6 of the swimming. It's a nice quiet day for me. We're out here at the George Valerie pool. It was built in 1924 for the Olympics. So it's very special. We're being hosted by Paris Aquatic. It's been a hectic schedule. Like you said, lots and lots of medals coming our way, which I can tell you all about later.
Absolutely. But I hear you've got a couple of guests with us.
We do have some very special guests. We've got Brees Mureau from Paris Aquatic and C.A. Hutton from Team New York Aquatic to talk you through their experiences.
Well, hello, hello, Brees and C.A.
Hi.
Why don't we kick off with Brees first? Brees from Paris Aquatic. Now, you're actually, you're in your hometown, you're in your home country anyway. What's it like having the games in your home country?
It's very nice. It's a wonderful experience. We're waiting this like for 4 years, I think. And now it's on and everything is fine for the moment. I think participants and athletes are happy with the competition. The venue is very nice. We have a sun, a hot sun, but everything is very nice and it's very cool to have everybody here in Paris.
Do you feel like you've gotten a bit of a hometown advantage because you're on your home turf? Do you think you've got a bit more of an edge on everyone else?
Sorry?
Do you think you've got a bit more of an edge because you're at home, unlike the other teams that have to travel?
Do you think you're going to swim better than everyone else because it's your pool?
I don't think so. I'm not a swimmer. I'm a water polo player, but I think the swimmers of Paris Aquatique here are like happy to have everyone here, so it doesn't matter if we don't have medals. We don't have medals. Like, we have a friend now of 5 or 6 medals, but it's fine for us.
Are things more competitive between the teams, or do you feel like you have an obligation to be good hosts, to be nice and friendly?
To be?
Friendly.
Amiable.
The French have been wonderful hosts, and I actually think the Australians are the most have the most competitive spirit. We're down on pool deck cheering on our swimmers as they're in the pool, and the Paris boys are just swanning around in the most wonderfully designed back, giving us all the little side eye. So I don't think there's any overtly competitive spirit coming from the French, but there definitely is from the Australians.
Oh, well, of course there are.
We have some beautiful French swimsuit here.
Yeah, would you like me to bring you home swimmers?
Oh, why not? I could certainly take some.
Incredibly tiny.
Well, then I could maybe fit my ankle in them. Well, all right, so let's jump over to UCA. Now, Melbourne's just been announced as they've won the winning bid for the International Gay and Lesbian Aquatics Association Games in 2020. And that means that a whole lot of gay swim teams, whether it's water polo, diving, synchronized swimming, all of those clubs from all over the world are going to be coming here to Melbourne. Do you reckon you're going to be coming down to Melbourne and getting your swim on?
There'll be a lot of New Yorkers coming, and it's far, but it'll be worth it. I mean, when we came to Sydney in 2002, we brought about 50 or 60 people. That's a lot. So going coming to Melbourne, No, we'll be there.
Have you been enjoying the games in Paris?
Well, of course. This is my ninth game.
Oh.
I've been coming to the game since 1986. And it's like a family reunion every time. I see people that I've known since 1986 and have never seen in any other context but a gay game or an igla. But it's like family. We are family.
So you're from Team New York Aquatic. What is it that you actually swim? What is it that you actually compete in?
I'm a distance swimmer. I'm doing these crazy distances, 400 meter, 800 meter today, 1500 meter on Friday. And then on Monday, I was in the open water swim for 2500 meters, which about killed me, but we're not going to go there.
But it sounds like, I mean, are you having fun outside of the water as well?
Of course I'm having fun. It's Paris.
What's been the highlight? Were the opening ceremony, was that exciting?
The opening ceremony was fine. What I like about visiting any city, including when I was in Melbourne a year and a half ago, is just going out and walking and finding things. And it's really, that's how you discover a city, not by lining up at museums, as I'm concerned.
You know what I think's funny? Because I was a part of going around for the Bingham Cup, and when we had the Bingham Cup in Sydney, a lot of Americans didn't come across because they were like, oh, it's going to be too hard. We've got to take the time off work, all this different stuff. I love that you're the complete opposite to that. Oh, I was there a few years ago. We're going to do this. We can't wait. Everyone's going to come. It shows the difference with things like gay games or the other types of sports when it's not necessarily this huge team and everyone just dives in and gets to be a part of it.
Yeah, you got to. How else are you going to learn about the world?
Well, have you got any more competitions coming up at the Gay Games?
Do I? I have the 1500 meter on Friday.
Okay, so you get to take a little bit of a breather.
If the open water didn't kill me, this one will.
Well, we are going to wish you all the luck. Brees and CA, thank you so much for chatting to us here on Mad Wednesday. Paul, how are you doing?
My pleasure. You're welcome.
Paul, are you there? We're going to keep.
Yep, I'm here.
Yep, we're going to keep Paul on the line. Why don't we go to a bit of a tune and we'll come back and hear about how the Glamour Heads have been doing, how the Melbourne Glamour Heads have been going at the Gay Games in Paris.
You're listening to Mad Wednesday, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day every Wednesday.
This is Joy and we are in Paris.
Yes, we are. We are in Gay Paris and we are joined on the line poolside from the Melbourne Glamour Heads by Paul and Dane. Hello, guys.
Hi.
Bonjour.
Wee-wee in my mind always means toilet, but I guess I'm not as bilingual as I would think. So how have the Gay Games been for you guys so far?
They have been super busy. Our first day was a 13-hour day at the pool because we're sharing it with the water polo players. So for every other day of our six-day meet, we get the morning and they get the afternoon. So for that first day, we had to cram in so much. So it was a little exhausting, especially considering it's been over 30 degrees every day we've been here. But super enjoyable to be doing it in Paris. There is not a single vista in this city that isn't stunning to look at. And we've had a jam-packed both swimming and cultural calendar so far.
What was it like with the opening ceremony?
It was okay. It was at this enormous stadium, but it was, again, a 34-degree day and we all had to wait outside for a couple of hours to be marshalled in. It was great that every country got to walk into that big stadium with a bunch of people watching and cheering.
It was actually great to see Russia walking in, and they got a standing ovation, of course, because we know what those athletes are probably going through in their home country.
So that's really wonderful.
I think that exemplifies one of the core principles of the Gay Games being inclusion. So there's a lot of support around for all the athletes, and that was really exemplified by everybody giving the Russians a standing ovation when they came in, and they had quite a decent contingent of people out here.
Oh, that's wonderful. That's fantastic to see and to hear. And you guys have been doing fantastically. Glamour Heads, I've seen a lot of medals put up on social media.
We've had a great Games, actually, Dean. We had one of our swimmers, Kay Gravel, who got an IGLA record, which was fantastic, and she's got quite a few gold medals. And
she's got four so far, and I reckon she's going to pick up another one today.
Yeah.
Oh. So it just proves that she's in the 65 to 69-year-old age group. So it proves that in swimming, you can still be super competitive, you know, well past what we would normally consider our prime. So, you know, Dane is getting a little long in the
not that you'd know it, Dean, but yes, I am hitting my mid-40s now. So, but we've got some of the varying ages, and they're all doing really, really well in the pool and getting medals and just getting personal bests. It's not all about medals. It's about, you know, swimming well and having a great time, and that's what I think we're all doing. So it's been great.
Oh, well, we have loved hearing from you guys. We're going to let you go and enjoy your day and hit the pools and look at the swimmers and just have a fabulous time. I know you've got a whole more week of sport going on, plus the closing ceremony. So I hope you're having an absolutely fantastic time. And do give our love from everyone here at Joy to any of the Aussies you come across who are competing over there.
We will.
Absolutely. Trade Bond.
That's Jane and Paul from the Melbourne Glamour Heads talking to us poolside from the Gay Games in Paris.
You've been listening to a Mad Wednesday Joy podcast, driving you home and keeping you sane for your hump day. Live every Wednesday from 4 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.